Beloved, let us love one another. Today, Jesus offers you the opportunity to redeem your salvation so that Easter actually does happen for you. You may be seated. Beloved, let us love one another. Jesus said the first commandment is this, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The second commandment is it's equal in every way. In fact, they may be seen as one and the same. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. Why do you suppose we need a law like this? And I suggest to you this morning that it is because we live in a world of hatred, not a world of love. Beloved, let us love one another. We confess that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Do you seriously think that God would have given us these two great love commandments if we were loving people? God would not have given these commandments if we selfish creatures were loving, had already been loving, are loving. But God knows us, has known since our days in the garden with Adam. God has known since we emerged from the ark with Noah. God has known us, loved us, hung on the cross for us, returned from the grave to us, because God loves us. Even as God grieves that we are so far from the loving godly image in which God meant to create us. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Those who say, I love God and hate others are liars. For those who do not love others whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have seen. The commandment we have from him is this, Jesus says, those who love God must love others. All others. The different from us. The other. Beloved, let us love one another. Ejected from the Garden of Eden, God's world of love, we live in our own world of selfish hatred in a malignant age when many of us think we remember a United States of America when ordinary people knew common courtesy and were civil to each other despite deep differences. We have changed as a nation and a people. We have changed and allowed ourselves to be changed into poisonous beings with no human decency, becoming creatures of darkness who abide under rocks, angry, gutless, contemptible. Unsigned, anonymous, we hide in the shadows of the internet, pseudo-humans, nameless but to God and self, hating, harming, and offending others. This is historically so in the religious realm where we entrench in absolute certainty. But today it's so in the electronic, social, and political arena where we freely despise and contemn each other with unbridled hatred and meanness. Why? Why do we hate each other? I, like you, am a child of God. I'm a son of Adam. I'm a brother of the Lord Jesus. Why do you hate me? You and I are not the same. But why? Because we see and know and experience life and the world so differently. Must you hate me so? Beloved, let us love one another. A world of hatred. Americans are said to be more hate-filled toward each other than at any time in our history, and it seems so. I have been critical at times, stunned at Protestant versus Catholic hatred. that Irish Christians could hate and kill each other, at the Muslim versus Hindu hatreds that separated Pakistan from India, that sects of Islam, Sunnis and Shias, so hate and murder each other. Europeans could so hate the Jews. In Africa, the Hutu Tutsi genocide can so put down blacks and other minorities and want to keep them down. That in our divided society, we hate those who are above us and tear down and fear those who are beneath us because they threaten to supplant us. And as the divide between us widens, you see that hatred and fear become indistinguishable. American democracy is not a classless society, as our Constitution says, and we do not love each other. Beloved, let us love one another. If we loved, had love, did love, do love, if it were our nature to love, God would not have given the love commandment, but instead, created in the image of God, we have strayed free will to hate and contemn others, thereby hating God himself. Because if the Bible is true, and 1 John is clear, if you hate another person or people who are different from you, then you hate God. Beloved, let us love one another. Years ago, I read, I think it was in Reader's Digest, about a man who had bought himself a new motorhome, who on his first and, as it turns out, only long highway trip, when he got out on the interstate, he turned on the cruise control and he set the speed at 60 miles an hour and he got up from his driver's seat and he headed to the back of the motorhome for a cup of coffee. Now, in a few minutes, after the creed and our prayers, we shall confess our sins in usual liturgical fashion. I ask you this morning, do not let your confession be mindless liturgical rote. Do not let your mouth and your lips and your tongue murmur in cruise control while your mind wanders to the back of the bus. Think ahead. I'm asking you to do that right now. Think ahead about who you hate. Who do you hate? Whom do you hate? Who do you criticize, talk about behind their back at home, on the internet, or at work? Whom do you blast hatefully, anonymously online, knowing they can't see and know you, cowardly? What category of Americans or other human beings, red or blue, black, yellow, brown or white, pink, lavender, LGBTQ, do you hate or hold in contempt because of what they are? Or because you disagree with every breath they take, every word they utter, every vote they cast, every person they love? This is your morning, right now, to come clean with God. Restore you and redeem your salvation so that Easter actually did dawn for you. Beloved, let us love one another.